So, my young accomplice, Pat McGarvey, is some, 16 years younger than I am? And he wonders why when we play there's very few young girls to see us play. And there were some young boys here in their 20s in that far corner behind Peter, and at the table are these two, what is the word for women and ladies in this country? Anyway, Frau? Yeah. Is that polite? That's okay? Frau? Right? Zwei Frau? Yeah. So the two boys right there where they were sitting. So I was about to tell Patrick, well, no young girls see me play anymore. I'm too old for that. And at least in this country, maybe in Spain or America. And I was about to tell Pat, well, these young boys have come and seen us play. And I turned to look for them in the room. And within 30 seconds, those boys stood up and left, talking about they're going to go to a discotheque. And these two guys left about 30 seconds after that. I'm waiting for my throat.
Okay. Here, we'll start the show now.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Sid Griffin! Yeah. I'd like to start the show with the same song I started last time I was here. Was anyone here last time?
No.
Good. I mean bad, but good. Because this tests my throat and I can see how much I can sing. This is a song that's coming out. It might be out now, I'm not sure. There's a compilation record, like they have with German Rolling Stone or whatever, you know, different artists or whatever, a punk record or a disco record with different artists. And it's called Viva Americana. It'll be out, if not right now, real soon. And on this record, you can get Emmy Lou Harris and Steve Earle and Travis Tritt and But I mean, you know, other people, rare songs done live in concert or maybe a different mix of a song. And the Jayhawks. The Jayhawks have a song on it. And we have a song on it too with the Electric Band. So this is the song on that record called Viva Americana, and it's called Cadillac Elvis. No paparazzi, please. No paparazzi, please.
Is that all you people do? Sit around and sing the blues. It's all some people know, telling folks where to go. Is it just that you're so high? You feel you don't have to try. Your little hometown in your mirror, driving and a drinking beer. There's a bad moon rising off that hill. Forget about that mansion in your will. Cadillac Elvis is your man. He's wobbling, the pills are kicking in. Suffering, not paying for his sins. Soon he'll shake his vicious hand. Cadillac Elvis is your man. Well, I'm sick and tired of waking up sick and tired. Your Chevrolet is broken down and mired. Don't tell me about the hard times, your friends in Vietnam, or the people that you hired, 'cause I don't give a damn. Or dance to hold the floods and the waters of our memory. Something's turned to mud. Opposites attract, I hear weary pulls apart. Living in that city, you must have lost your heart. There's a bad moon rising off that hill. Forget about your man. He's walking, he'll shake his vicious head. Cadillac Elvis is your man. Cadillac Elvis is your man.
Down a little bit in the monitor, it's pretty loud.
You can take it down a bit, I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm gonna not talk so much as I did last time, but I got a funny story to tell you. I hope, I know everyone,
it's difficult,
I'm told by my German friends, some of whom I'm pleased to stay here tonight, but I'm told by my German friends, it's difficult to speak English sometimes, but if I speak slowly, everyone can understand me. So, this song I usually do second, and I usually just play it, right? And I'll tell you why I do it second, particularly in the United Kingdom, in England, right? In England, you have a very important football match here in Germany tonight, right? At like 8:45, somebody was saying. So, in England, these type of young men come to the concerts, be it Oasis, or Sid Griffin, or the Kraftwerk reunion tour, or, you know, or Wolfgang Petri, or whoever it is. Doesn't matter. They come to the concert, and like the football match, they want a drink. And if you bump them, even better, then they can have a fight, which is a wonderful night out. So, when I play, they give me one song when I open for a friend of mine in England. I get one song from these boys, and then they don't pay attention, and they want to fight, and they yell things at you. So to get two songs out of them, right about now they get bored. So I go, this next song I wrote was done on the record by my friend Billy Bragg, and they all know that name. So they all stop and they all pay attention. So I get two songs respite from these guys before they start going, "Fuck off!" and yelling at me. So this is a song I wrote that Billy Bragg did on his album, Don't Try This at Home. And it's called Everywhere. It goes like this. Strong is my best friend. the same.
The little fox pole became my island grave. Lee got out of jail, but a prisoner he remained until he ended his own life to lose the ball and chain. Oh, Mr. Slanted Eyes, can't you forgive and forget? And Lee said, oh, Mr. Holy Ghost, can you catch water in a net? Over here, over there, it's the same. Everywhere a young boy cries out for his mama before he dies for his home. A young man cries out for his mama before he dies for his home. A young man cries out for his mama before he dies for his.
Guitar down and hear more, and the vocal down some, because I've got my throat now. Can you take the guitar and the vocal down a little in my monitor, please?
When we
sound checked earlier, which the young men heard and walked out, so they knew what they were missing. They didn't care. They didn't give a shit. They wanted to go hear the Spice Girls, bless them. And I didn't have my throat. I was full of fried foods. This is a song off the record that Patrick and I are ostensibly promoting, which is called Little Victories, and this is a song called The Man Who Invented the Blues. It was also on a German CD about 4 years ago called Howl, H-O-W-L, which was a fanzine in Germany, in Deutschland, named after, I think, the Allen Ginsberg Beat poem. And anyway, the Howl magazine wrapped it up. They gave you a free record with a Fry record with every issue of the magazine. And at the end of the magazine's run, they didn't want to do it anymore. They put together a compilation CD of people that they liked, and I was flattered enough to be asked. And they have this song on it. It's called The Man Who Invented the Blues.
You.
salt and his penicillin, like capturing the villain, like Moses to the Jews. I'm the man who invented the blues. Take down all those lights. Somehow it don't seem quite right. Take down that damn tree. It means less and less to me. And take back all your gifts. You gotta stop playing that same riff. Read about it in the papers. Here's hoping I didn't hate her. Mark my words right now. I'm gonna get that girl back somehow. I stand here quiet before ya. I'm the man who invented the blues. I stand here.
I got a million of them, folks. This is a song that is on the new record called Distant Trains. It's had a cover version. Someone's recorded it. Not Billy Bragg, sadly, who sells records, but my wife, who doesn't sell records, but nonetheless, it's on a new album by Kate St. John. She's now, what's the name of that band that sampled her record? They're in the charts now? She was in that band, what would the chords of Life in Northern Town be? Salvation Army band played the song of the hit parade. Esher Mama. And the morning lasts all day. Do you know that song? Dream Academy? Well, it goes to a chorus, it goes, hey, I'm not here. And then somebody sampled it to a disco track. Hey, oh, and somebody sampled it. That's like a dance hit now. It's not, it was on. I know it's a hit in Germany because we just saw it on TV a little while ago. On Munich Airport. Anyway, that's my wife going, hey, nom, nom, nom. But she's not the person on the drum machine going. And so anyway, so she was in this band, the Dream Academy, and they had that hit. She has a new CD out called Second Sight, which is her second album, logically enough. On her first CD, she did this song that I recorded and wrote, and it's on our new CD as well. So you have two versions to choose from. Two versions to choose from. This is called Distant Trains. I can hear the sound of distant trains searching through the fog of air. Which one of them takes you away from me? I can hear the sound of distant planes chugging slowly through my brain. Which one of them takes you away from me? Which one is the size of yesterday, coming back in this earthquake. Which one of them takes you away from me? I'll pay the cost of reason against the rising of my will. If you say we're staying and we've both got time to kill, pay me now or pay me when. I can use your dues, my friend. I'm leading no parade, and that's for sure. I'll leave you with this thought in mind. To God you're always mine. I hope to God you'll stay behind with me. I hear the sound of distant trains chugging slowly through my brain. Which one of them takes you away from me? Which one of them takes you away from me? Which one of them takes you away from me? So Steve Wynn, he's a big star, right? Steve Wynn and I wrote the following song. I hope I didn't tell this story last time. It was kind of funny. So the first record the Cole Porters ever put out was a flexi-disc with a magazine called Bucketful of Grains, which is a United Kingdom fanzine. And these guys put out this fanzine, and they called me up. They knew me before, and I had this band, The Long Riders. And they said, we're going to give a free single with a picture sleeve away with our next issue of the magazine. Can you give us something for it? I said, I'm really flattered. Because they put out CDs that have had singles that have had Mazzy Star and Squeeze and, you know, really legitimate acts on their 7-inch vinyl singles. So I said, yes, thanks. And 40,000 copies of the magazine were sold. 40,000. 40,000. And the magazine normally does about 6,000 or 7,000. And the reason was, on the flip side of this song, written by me and Steve Wynn, a Cole Porter song, was an unreleased elsewhere free REM song. So the only way you could get this REM song was to buy this magazine. So I thought, 40,000 people out there know the great glory of Steve Wynn and Sid Griffin, and it has made absolutely no difference to anything I've done in my career whatsoever. But I know 40,000 REM fans, should I ever get to play a concert in front of REM, at least some of those people go, yeah! Woo! Or in America, dude! Cool! This is called Watching Bluegrass Burn, written by me and Steve Wynn. As the flames go higher, I'm getting brighter. Flames go higher, my thoughts still turn.
makes you think you belong here?
Welcome a local guy from right here in Nuremberg. Right here in Nuremberg, a local musician going to play the bass guitar for you and sing. We please welcome Jürgen Pat McGarvey from right here in Deutschland. Let's hear it for Pat McGarvey. Thank you, old Pat. Everybody remembers Pat from his indie band. He's left him about a year ago. Jesus Messerschmitt. Does anybody know that? I've got a serious question to ask. In that flyer over there, it says, it announces the concerts at a place that begins with a K, a concert hall, and it said, hey, wait a minute, is the monitor louder? Because the monitor can go down. What got louder? Oh, well. It said, what got louder? Is that louder? I didn't touch it.
You're speaking louder.
Okay. It says Black Flag is playing a gig. Is that the Black Flag from Southern California? It can't be, right? There's no Dez, right? And there's no Chuck, right? Right? And who would sing? Because Keith Morris is in Bug Lamp and Circle Jerks, and he doesn't do it. The first guy quit, Keith Morris. Then Dez, he doesn't sing. And what's his head? Henry Rollins does ads for The Gap in England and America. So, I mean, surely he's not singing. So it's not that Black Flag, right? That's a mistake. Are you guys... I just thought somebody might know. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Here's a song Black Flag wish they had. Oh, yeah. And it was written by Dan Stewart and Steve Wynn. I didn't write it. We had a band called Danny and Dusty. We were on A&M Records for one album. And then Herb Alpert, who's the A of A&M Records. Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass Man. Then Herb Alpert found out we were on the label, and we were off. So we made this one record before Herb knew what hit him, and we asked for tour support. Did we get tour support? Did we fuck? Anyway, this is on the Prima Records reissue label that I run, and I want to send it out to my dear friend Dan Stewart, who's now in the desert out in Arizona, writing screenplays. And I want to send it out to Steve Wynn. What?
Cooking burgers.
Yeah, he cooks burgers. He doesn't play music anymore. He wants to write screenplays like Robert Towne or something like that. And Steve Wynn, who's in Germany tonight doing a gig where?
Bielefeld?
Is that right? Okay. It's called Bend in the Road. 2, 3, 4.
Sunset Highway, streaming by me always gets me low. There's a bend in the road, so I'm told. There's a bend in the road up ahead. I feel some sorrow, something strange about that day. But the memory is hazy, I think it's better that way. There's a bend in the road, so I'm told. There's a bend in the road, up ahead.
Songs have gone on. Emily Harris, people sing their songs. And they sort of begat these two people, the Davis sisters, the close harmony singers in sort of country circles. The Davis sisters, you might know Skeeter Davis, who had a big hit called Don't They Know It's the End of the World. It ended when I lost your love. Right? And then after that, you had Don and Phil Everly. And then the torch was sort of passed to John Lennon and Paul McCartney for that kind of post-harmony singing. And I think after that, they kept it for a number of years, but I seriously think they had competition from Roger McGuinn and David Crosby, and they're at the peak in the Birds. And you should be a friend of mine sometime. And right now, Pat and I want to enter the fray and enter the contest. So we'll see if we can get these harmonies right. We're going to try and give all of the aforementioned duets a run for their money in close harmony singing. So you must judge, you must choose. Here we go.
She's all you could ask for and more. She doesn't walk so much as she glides on by you. I'm hoping she's fair game for sure. Be in her arms, you'd be one in a million. I'm hoping she counts up that far. In dreams, she's a wonder. She's an angel. St. Peter, please open your door. What would you think if you saw me right with her? You'd probably laugh, then I'm sure. No one in their right mind would think I could give her.
Actually, a new Bob Dylan, like there's going to be a new Beatles, which there is. They're called Oasis, so anyway, this is written by a man named Elliot Murphy, who now left New Jersey and he lives in Paris, France. Because what happened was, Springsteen won the contest. He is the new Dylan, so everyone else had a split town. So this is written by myself and Elliot Murphy, and it's called Whirlwind. It'll be on the new Cole Porter's record, which comes out in March of next year. And we hope to come here and play with the whole electric band, the horn section, and the girls in the miniskirts going, yeah, 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 on the chorus, the whole thing. And this is called Whirlwind. It's a really slow song.
Not only can you take a pee during this song, it's so slow, you could take two or three pees, and we're still playing this song. Sunday streets are empty. City sun cries down. Kick it in your front gate. No one's around. Someone used to live.
told you it was slow. I told you it was slow. I gave you a good warning. The only thing that bugs me about speaking to everybody and having a quick chat before each song is not that I talk a lot. You must know by now Americans like to hear their own selves speak. Is I feel bad in case somebody wants to go use the toilet. Or even better, go buy a beer or an alcoholic beverage, or should you be driving on the Autobahn, a non-alcohol drink of your choice, alcohol-fried beverage from the kind people behind the bar. This is a song by a man who had so much, one of America's greatest songwriters. This is not a song Pat and I wrote. This is a song written by one of America's greatest ever songwriters. A man who had so much money from his songwriting royalties that he was playing polo in 62 or 3 or 4. He was playing polo, and his horse fell over on him and broke his leg. And he never walked again. And he used to pick him up, his servants, in his Broadway, Madison Avenue, wherever it was in New York, mansion, his high-rise, whatever, and like stick him at the piano, and he put a blanket over his legs, which were all, frankly, fucked up due to the polo pony falling over it, and he would continue to write and play. This is a song by the great Cole Porter, the man who gave us, named our band. Well, he didn't name our band, but we took the name of our band from his name. I bet he wishes he did. And he actually sold more recordings than we did, as hard as that is to believe. This is a song, his friends challenged him, because he wrote Broadway play stuff, you know, for show business. La 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 la, that kind of shit. So his friends challenged him, you're not really an American. You're not really an American. If you're an American, write a cowboy song. And he didn't know anything. His idea of riding a horse was playing polo, because he's a rich man. So he said, if you're an American, you write a cowboy song, thinking he would never do it, because he was a very beloved playwright, effete, homosexual, when that was a dirty word in America. You know, gay, homosexual, he can't write a cowboy song. So a few days later they had a party, broke out the champagne, and they carried him over his piano, and he played this cowboy song, which is one of the greatest cowboy songs ever written. It's called Don't Fence Me In. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Thank you.
guitar players out there tonight? Okay. Peter says he, well,
Alex
plays. Peter plays. So this is down, the E's are down to D. We put a capo at the second fret.
This is the first song off of our new CD, which is called, well, it's not that new anymore, but it's still dead good. And it's called, put a little tag on it. Isn't that cute?
No, no, no. Put it, boing. Isn't that great? Woo! Woo! Wee! Honey! Woo!
Tonight's our night, honey. Let's start that family. Bing!
It's only 25 Deutschmark, you, the consumer, and it's called Little Victories, and this is the first song off Little Victories. It would be the single if we had enough money to put out singles. This is called When I'm Out Walking With You. 2, 3, 4.
More than doubles my chance to make a fuck up.
But through time, patience, practice, and your research dollar, scientists.
Is this the right one?
No! The scientists.
Right. You're trying to kill me, aren't you? Ah! Okay, thanks, Alex. Oh, shit. I don't know, is that me? It's really loud. Or is that just my, is that, should I do? Just give me 1 second, Alex.
I need that. This is a song that's in the,
not the new issue of German Rolling Stone, which has David Bowie, I think, on the cover, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can you get a signal on that? Is that okay, Alex? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And this is a song called Jerusalem Road, which was given away in the, not the new issue of German Rolling Stone, but the issue before, which had Mick Jagger on the cover from the movie Performance. This is off Little Victories as well. Maybe you've heard it already on that particular CD with a free mat with a magazine. It's called Jerusalem Road.
Thank you.
This is an old Long Riders song called Babies in Toyland off of an album called Two Fisted Tales, which came out about 10 years ago. And it was sung very, very well by Stephen McCarthy. And I'll sing it for you now. Please, order a beer or a coffee should you have to drive home, or perhaps a mineral water right now. And remember, you don't tip your bartender in this country. Oh well, whatever. Perhaps you should. He's a lovely guy. This is called Babies in Toyland.
Gonna take her own life in newer hands.
it now. Does anybody have the time? In English.
The game is over.
How many football fans came in? Nine. Not doesn't mean nine, it means none. It's a quarter to 11? Okay, so could we try a cover? Could we try, You Tore Me Down? Just for me? We haven't played this in a long time. I think we played this when we were last year. This is not one of our songs like that last song. This is a song by the Flaming Groovies called You Tore Me Down. I think I know most of the words to it. Can we try it?
You've gone and broke my heart. 12-string in the house a little bit.
cheek after one of these lyrics. I wrote those lyrics in 1983, and they haven't gotten any better. States of America named Oscar Schmidt. Oscar Schmidt, is actually his father, made him by hand, and Oscar Schmidt formed a company that made him. I'm going to plug into this 12-string thing, Alex. Okay? So this actually is a German instrument in reality. And I put this up. There's a famous folk club. There's a famous folk club in London now where people like Bert Jansch and all these old folkies play. And some of the Bert Jansch, yeah, please, crowd, I gotta read them, was in there. And we did a gig, Pat and I. It was a really good gig. We weren't just dicking around like tonight. And we'd be like, yay, Mars, so great, okay. So I went back on stage. Dig this. There were these two guys, you know, saying, I know this about folk music. And I was like, well, you know, and you're American, you know. I said, no, I know. And he's like, you, yeah, well, you know, and all this Robert Johnson and, you know, Hank Williams and Son House and, you know, Jimmy Rogers, the singing break man, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, whatever. These two guys are giving me all this sort of shtick, right? Is that too loud? You want me to turn it down, Alex? On the beat. She's a woman who understands. So these guys are giving me stuff about folk music, so I pick this up, and the two folkies look at each other and say, you can hear them, it's a very small club, I can hear them perfectly. The two folkie experts look at each other, and as I strap this on, they look at each other, and they look back, and one guy goes, is that a computer? This is not a computer. This is about a 400-year-old folk instrument that just happens to have an electric pickup in it. There's no computer to it. Oh, do you want to use it? This is called Born to Believe in You, and if you make a lot of noise, we'll play one more song and have a special friend come up, the Silver Surfer. No, this is called Born to Believe in You. 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
So, Peter, do you want to play a song with us? We hope, we hope, we hope. Please.
Yay! Not so good for Peter.
No,
it's
pretty bad.
One more time.
One more time. Peter! Yay! Woo!
Take this one. No. Take this one. Take this one. Plugs into there. You can have a pick of any color. Right there. Oh, yeah.
Peter's going to play lead guitar on this.
Where's mine?
Try not to get lost. There's only three chords, so you have a 50-50 chance of getting the next chord right if you just take a guess. Song by Jimmy Reed, not the song we wrote about Jimmy Reed off this charming record,
which we'll be selling after the gig.
That's actually a song by Jimmy Reed. It goes like this. He should be a little louder than me when he starts doing that fancy picking. I know you know that. I'm not trying to be mean.
Frankfurt, Stuttgart, Berlin.
return plane tonight. We gotta go. So if anybody knows anything about Prague, you gotta lay it on Pat. And I just want to say we have doubled the crowd we had last time we were here.
Woo!
Yeah. And we're gonna be back in April and May with a full electric band.
Yeah.
So if we can just keep coming back 4 times a year for the next 8 years, we'll have a sellout.
Tell me pop up next.